Greetings. This week I'm coming to you live from beautiful Seattle, Washington, sporting a fantastic view of the mountains and gorgeous scenic views of scenic Puget Sound. This is the Mental Power Hour. Me, I'm your host, T. LeVon Lawrence. Me, I'm a NeuroSculpting certified mental fitness and brain training consultant. I'm a mental training instructor, author, and designer of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System. This system is designed for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger mental discipline and willpower that enhances brain health and brain fitness. Fact, every major productive, positive, and profitable change that you need to make in your life requires at its most essential level that you do something positive, productive, and profitable with one single thing. That is your attention. Isn't that every major positive, productive, and profitable change that you need to make requires you to do something with your attention. Literally. And I don't know what you're reading or what you're studying or what you're following when you're trying to achieve what it is you're looking to achieve. But if you could if you could pay enough attention and see what the most essential thing that you need to learn, you would see that the only thing you really need to do is control your attention. Well, control and apply your attention. If I could get you to just throw away all your books, all your courses, all your seminars and other training, and just get you to do this one simple thing, to be able to practice controlling and then applying your attention, your problems, your worries would be over. They'd be over. I don't personally understand. I mean, from an academic standpoint, of course, I understand, okay? I know why people don't seem to get this, but I don't understand why people don't seem to get this, why they have to make it so complex and complicated, why they got to go through all these motions and emotions when all they need to do is the one simple thing. Learn how to control and then apply attention. Everything else is just noise. Everything else is just noise. I'm talking to you, people who are listening. If you hear the sound of my voice, if you're in the chat room, if you're listening to this show because you went to the Blog Talk Radio page and went into our training archives, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, I'm telling you, there's only one thing you need to learn how to do in order to achieve even the largest goals you can possibly set. And if you can learn this one thing, everything else will be easy for you, and that is to control and then to apply your ability to attend to a target. That simple. I wish I could convey the importance. I wish I could convey the impact of what this would mean for you. Every major positive, productive, and profitable change that you want to make in your life requires that you dig into your attention and do something with it, even when you don't realize it. And most of us don't realize it, but that's what you're doing. When you want to get into shape, when you want to do something about your finances, when you want to get a new job or improve your career or improve your business results, the first thing you have to do is apply attention to this new thing. Fact, the most common characteristic shared by the highest long-term achievers, not the flash in the pans, the highest long-term achievers in every significant field of endeavor is applied attention. Applied attention. That's the most common characteristic you're going to find among the highest achievers over the long term in every significant field of endeavor. Some fields are not significant in my eyes. You may think they are, but I don't. If you want to be the top person on MySpace or Facebook, I'm sorry, to me that's not a significant field of endeavor. But to you it may be, hey. But still, you're going to have to apply attention. Fact, applied attention is the most valuable asset that you possess for achieving any big goal. You may not think you have the money to achieve your business, the business goal you want. You may not have the education you think you need. You may not have the social connections. You may not have the experience. You may lack this and lack that, all this stuff in your thoughts. You think, oh, all these obstacles. But you possess the one thing that you really need. And you can wipe all that other crap from your mind because this one thing is absolutely under your control, and all it needs is for you to decide that this one thing you're going to control and apply, and that is attention. It's a decision. You totally control it. And if you control your attention, you control the ability to apply your attention. And as long as you are applying your attention to a single target, you will get there. And nothing will be able to stop you. That's all there is to it. But what's the most difficult thing, the most difficult aspect, is you've got to learn how to control your attention before you can apply it. You cannot apply attention consistently and effectively without learning how to control it. Because everything in your life is seeking to distract you. I've lost count a long time ago of how many people I know, business people, executives, business owners, who are running around in circles because they won't take control of that one item. They're trying to control everything else in the world. They're trying to control their entire lives. And they're frustrated, and they're wasting time. They're blowing money. They've got financial difficulties. They've got relationship difficulties. All because of that level of desperation that comes from not controlling the one essential item, and that is attention. Because if you can control attention, you can center yourself, and then you can apply yourself. Folks, have I got a show for you today. Attention control training for achieving goals. This is a short show, 30 minutes. I'm going to move through as fast as I can. Next week's show is going to be 2 hours because it's going to be all about you, not about me. You guys know I can talk and talk and talk. I could do a 4-hour show just going on and on about stuff. But next week, we're going to do a 2-hour show, and it's a live call-in show, and all we're going to do is take phone calls and help people. But today, 30 minutes, attention control for achieving goals. We're going to discuss the power of applied attention. We're going to talk about how attention control affects your ability for time management. We're going to go over the singular effect of attention control, how it keeps you on course. And we're going to talk about the power of displacement, how attention control displaces those things that would otherwise distract you. And then I'm going to give you a training example that you can apply right now and teach you how attention control actually helps you achieve goals more effectively. One exercise, it's a popular exercise. You'll find it in the 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness course that you can get for free right there at the Neurosculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio. Also on today's show, I'm going to talk just a brief bit about our live and personal group training summaries for this past week. Now, I don't recommend anybody call in for this show. It's too short. I've got too much stuff to talk about. Next week, you can call in all you want. You can get your grandma to call in, your grandpa, everybody. Call in next week. This episode is extremely valuable. If I can get you to just give some attention to this one particular topic and fix this one thing, you'll have everything fixed. Guys, the ability to control your attention, to control and apply your attention in the present moment, is the most powerful experience a human being can have. There is no more powerful experience than that. When you've got attention in your grasp, consciously, in the here and now, you are at your peak as a human being. And after you learn how to do that, the only thing that follows is more experience. There is no more powerful feeling. You can look at any king, any ruler of a country. You can look at any Fortune 500 CEO. You can look at the top-level athletes. There is not one single human being on the face of the earth that has a more powerful experience than you can have if you learn in the present moment how to own your attention. Because when you own your attention, you own yourself. Very few people have that experience. You can look right into the eyes of the President of the United States and know that you are more powerful than that human being. That's how rare it is. But you can get it. They don't have it because nobody trained them in it. You're getting trained. That's how valuable this lesson is. So what do you? I'm giving it to you for free. This is hundreds of dollars worth of training you're getting right now at no cost. All I ask you to do is share it with somebody else. On this radio show page, probably on whatever page you're listening to this through on your computer, there's a share this button, there's a tweet this button, there's a Facebook friend button. Just, hey, use those. Spread this stuff around. Help somebody else out. Got a gift for you. At the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio, you can go and look up top. You'll see a tab says 7-day course, free 7-day course. It's a completely self-contained course called 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. Sign up for it. Just put in your email address. You'll get a confirmation email. Make sure to check your spam folder. A lot of times it goes in there. Hey, these freaking spam filters are mindless. Do the confirmation. You'll get a second follow-up email. Tells you how to access and download 2 PDFs, 7 Days of Better Brain Fitness, and The Power of Concentration. Both extremely valuable. I'd say priceless for you. There's a form that you have access to if you need to ask any questions. Everybody knows you can ask a question there, get answers. You can email me personally at trainer, T-R-A-I-N-E-R, at neurosculpting.com. NEURO-sculpting.com. You can also give me a call, leave a message. I'll get back to you. It's getting a little bit difficult because things are so crazy right now, but I will get back to you. It's 904-638-3851. Give me a call. Let me know what you need. I'll help you out. Might take a couple of days to get back. Sometimes I get back to you that day, depending if I get a break in my schedule. The Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio. What we do is we change lives. We do it through the development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger mental discipline and willpower. It all starts with attention control. It goes through to mental concentration. It evolves into thought control, your ability to control your thoughts consciously. When you've got your thoughts and when you've got your attention and your thoughts in your own grasp, you own your life. Your life is yours. You're a free human being. There aren't that many free human beings on this planet, especially in the United States, which is supposed to be a free country. There are very few free human beings. Freedom is not something that's given to you by the state. Freedom is something that you take. It already belongs to you. And the only way you're going to experience freedom is to take control of yourself. And that starts with attention control. That's what the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio is about. Brain fitness without the ability to apply what you acquire in your cognitive control skills is worthless. It's worthless. You can play brain games all day long. You can get to fourth and fifth in back on the dual in back training. You can do crossword puzzles and all this stuff till you just fall dead from exhaustion, and you will get absolutely nowhere without applying this stuff. The Mental Fitness Training Studio is about practical application. Now the big disclaimer, the information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim nor suggest you should ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel like you have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. Your doctor, if they have a brain, will send you back to this show. Talk to me. Live personal and group training summaries for this past week, guys. The biggest issue this past week, actually for the past couple of weeks, has been thought control. If you're not exercising conscious control over the thoughts that you're thinking, all the bad negative stuff that runs through your mind becomes a self-fulfilling failure. Your brain, without you being at the reins, is like a team of wild horses wanting to go in every direction. And the maniacal, ridiculous, self-sabotaging thoughts that run through the human mind on a typical basis, they will manipulate you into being and behaving exactly as necessary in order for you to experience the negativities and the nightmares that you're going through while you're awake and walking around. If you're worried and anxious, you're going to, one, you're experiencing it while you're thinking it. Remember, thought is a three-dimensional experience. It feels real. While you're worrying and you're anxious and you're fearful, you are experiencing that right then in that moment. And because you are not controlling the process, you're not controlling your attention, which means you're not controlling yourself, that means these chaotic mechanical thoughts are what is controlling your behavior. And they will literally manipulate you and get you and pull your strings to ensure that you bring about their bad prophecies. If you fear if you're so scared you're going to get fired, the thoughts you think will cause you to behave in a way that, guess what, you eventually get fired. Why? Because you become what you think about all day long. Your actions must follow the thoughts you think and the impulses and urges that you continuously entertain. What you think about is how you're going to behave. And if you're so frightfully afraid that things are going to go wrong, guess what? Boom, they're going to go wrong because your mind is going to make you behave in such a way to make sure that that happens. You've got to get control of your thoughts, which means you've got to get control of your attention so that you'll even know what the heck you're thinking when it pops up, and then you can do something about it. You've got to restructure your thought processes, and that requires you to own your attention. So for the past couple of weeks, thought control has been the biggest issue. Me trying to get people to understand that they have the ability, the natural, genetically endowed ability to succeed at the objectives that they've set. There is nothing abnormal about achieving high things. It is totally normal for a human being. It might not be that common because so many people have lousy control over their own minds. But it literally should not impress you to set and achieve a big goal. It should be ho-hum, yawn for you. But we're all impressed because nobody trains us that. This is natural for us. Attention control and thought control, self-control, is supposed to be natural, but we're not educated in it. So, attention control training for achieving goals. I'm going to give you one note. Again, I want to emphasize, the most important thing you can learn when it comes to achieving your goals is not the goal, but how to control your attention and then apply it. That's the most important thing. If I were to sit down with you, if I was consulting you personally, and you have a big goal, say, hey, I want to build a big, I want to take my business to the next level. The first thing I'm going to ask for is not that you sit down and plan out the objective. The first thing I'm going to talk about is, hey, let's talk about your ability to control your attention. Because after you set the goal, I'm going to need you to apply your attention consciously to the objective. Because the truth of the matter is you don't even need to worry about the details of your objective. All you got to do is worry about the ability to control your attention and what you do with it. Because merely by applying your attention, everything else will seem to take care of itself. It won't even be work for you. Here's another note. This is really, really important, this idea I'm about to tell you. The most difficult thing about achieving any goal is not the goal itself, no matter how hard the goal seems. The most difficult thing is your own mind's resistance in achieving the goal. your biggest punishment in achieving a goal, all the boredom you experience and the frustration and anxiety and fear, that is entirely mentally based. If you had control over your attention, you would not have to suffer while achieving your goals. You're in college to become a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer, and you are going through it. You're getting your butt kicked. You're worried. You're anxious. You got classes. You got pressure. Your goal is not pressuring you. Your objective is not towering over you, intimidating you. It is not causing you worry. Nothing is causing these things to happen to you. Your brain is doing that to you, and you have the ability to literally snatch yourself out of those patterns. The most difficult thing about achieving a goal is your own brain's habits of kicking your behind, making you suffer, causing you to think in the wrong way, to feel the wrong experiences. Your goal, no matter how big it is easy to achieve as a human being because you are genetically endowed to get it done. It is your emotions, thoughts, and attention patterns that abuse you and makes it feel uncomfortable. If you can solve your attention, you can solve all that. And, of course, in order for you to solve those things, you've got to apply attention to that task. Time management in achieving goals. Attention control affects your ability for time management because in order for you to manage time effectively and properly, you've got to manage yourself. There's no such thing as time management. There is only self-management. What you do in any given moment, what you choose to do, where you choose to apply your attention. All these time management courses people are taking, they're looking up these tips and tricks for time management. There's only one thing you're looking to manage, and that is yourself, what you choose to do in any given moment. And if you're not centered enough, if your attention is not centered enough to perceive the impact of what you're doing in this given moment, then you're not going to be able to manage any time because you're not managing yourself. So what do you got to do? You've got to manage yourself, not your time. You've got to manage your activity. What are you doing in that moment? What have you chosen to do? That means you've got to master centering your attention. Boom. Take it out of your thoughts and worries about what you got to do. Take it out of your thoughts and worries about how you wasted the day and didn't get anything done. Screw that. Come back to here and now. Bring your attention back to center. Calm yourself. And then make a decision, okay, what is the most valuable thing I can do right now? And then turn your attention, apply your attention to that thing, boom, and let nothing else distract you. Set an alarm, give yourself 90 minutes, 2 hours, whatever, then you can move on to the next thing. That is time management. That is how you get things done. That is how you achieve goals, by turning your attention onto a single target right here, right now. You can't do it in the future. You cannot plan what you're going to do in the future. You can write it down all you want to, but that's not where the decision is made. The decision for what you do is always made in the present moment, right here, right now. Always, every single time. You can arrange projects all you want, but it's always right here and right now where you make that decision. That is the essential law of time management, is self-management. Self-management requires you to have some level of control over your attention. The more conscious the control, the more power you're going to have. Remember, effort of attention is the essential phenomenon of will. If there's a goal you want, you're going to have to be able to control what you're doing in any given moment so that you can only do those things that apply to that goal and you can stop doing things that have nothing to do with your goal. And that includes wasting time with your friends who are not getting you anywhere. Now, you've got to have time away from your objectives. You've got to have leisure time. That is when you can goof off with your friends. If your friends and associates, if the people you hang around and the places you go are taking you further away from your goal, you don't need to be there in those particular moments. But when it's time for when you're done with the workday, you're done with the effort, then you can go and goof off all you want to. But even then, you need to control your attention. There's no way of having, I'll tell you what, you cannot have as good a time as when you're in control of your attention. I train people, hey, you know, you want to stop being uncomfortable in social situations, learn to control your attention. You want to be the life of the party in truth, control your attention. Walk into a situation, don't drink. But you'll be able to party a lot better. You want to get the girl, you want to get the guy, you want to get the best girl and best guy, be in absolute control of your attention in any situation. Stop being a robot. Don't be mechanical. Go in there as your absolute best self. Remember, the most common characteristics among the highest achievers long-term is apply. I tell people, okay, you've got to develop mental focus. That means you've got to know absolutely what you want. And what I'm really saying is your attention must be applied exclusively to those things, which means you have to be in control of your attention in every given moment that you can remember to do so. So when you want to move in a straight line, you need something called the singular effect. That means you've got to be able to control your attention to absolute pinpoint efficiency. Because when you decide that you're about to do a task, everything else that has nothing to do with that task has to be rejected. And I have an exercise for that. We're going to talk about that here shortly. This exercise trains you on the singular effect, teaches you how to apply what you learn when you're doing this training technique to every goal that you set for yourself. Now, in the singular effect, what you're doing, your mind is chaotic from moment to moment. It's just constantly blathering, and your attention is going over to all kinds of things. You're constantly thinking these crazy thoughts and stuff. The singular effect is when a chaotic mind, just look at it as though you're looking at a reading on a chart. You're in a hospital and you see some kind of EEG chart and it's going up and down crazy squiggly lines. When you're at an absolute singular control of your attention, that squiggly line stops squiggling and all you get is a straight line. Now you're centered. Now you're in control of your attention. That's the singular effect. And when you're in the singular effect, that's when you experience something called the power of displacement. Because the very act of controlling what you're doing with your attention in any given moment displaces the things that would otherwise distract you. They can't get to you. Mental sluggishness, gone. Indecision, gone. Procrastination, gone. Craving, distracting entertainment, gone. External distractions, gone. They fade away into the background. When you're doing work and you're experiencing this unpleasant state while you're doing the task, that's gone. Now, I'm running out of time. I don't really have time to go over the technique, but here's what I want you to do. In that 7 days of Better Brain Fitness course, I want you to find a technique called Singular Mental Concentration Builder. That Singular Mental Concentration Builder is where you learn the singular effect and where you learn the power of displacement. I want you to go ahead and take a look at that. If you have any questions, give me a call or drop me an email. The email address is trainer@neurosculpting.com. Phone number is 904-638-3851. I'm about to go into the chat room. After I'm done with the chat room, I'll go ahead and make a few phone calls to people who want to talk. Thanks for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour.